Isaiah 40, verse 9. O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops. Shout it louder, O Jerusalem. Shout and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah, your God is coming. A personal note. I had an aha moment this morning in the Jesus Calling devotional. Sometimes we are uncomfortable in our own skin, but when we put on Jesus and the robe of his righteousness that we receive with salvation, we no longer have to be timid, nor should we be. Sure, we mess up, and the enemy loves to remind us of our imperfections, but Jesus gave us this gift to enjoy. Hallelujah. Let the shout arise in us, and from that place of freedom shout in our spirits, let the world around you hear it too. Do you know what Zion means? The hill of Jerusalem on which the city of David was built. Or, in Christian thought, the heavenly city or kingdom of heaven. Declarations. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to your kingdom. We honor your righteousness and your rule. We bow down before your throne of grace and say, Holy, holy, holy. Jesus, you brought the message of redemption to this earth, and it touched our lives, even as you gave yours in our place. We, the redeemed, say so. May your kingdom come and be established in our lives, our families, our neighbors, and our nation. May our words reflect our royalty in your kingdom, as you've called us to be kings and priests. You are the message. Your words are good news. Reveal the simple truths as well as the complex to us. Increase your revelation. Uncover the mysteries of your word and infuse us with excitement to share the richness of your promises, your nature, and your truths. Give us opportunities to share this good news with those close to us and in our spheres of influence. Arrange divine appointments with strangers. Cause us to proclaim its power in whatever avenue you create for us. Make our shout a true, loud cry of our hearts. Help us to express this strong and deep passion for you and your word in whatever way you choose. May our shouts call attention to heaven's plans and purposes. Release your gift of prophecy as you promised that all might prophesy. We bind this enemy of fear. Spirit of fear, you were defeated at the cross. Our Lord has given us power, love, and a sound mind. We loose even greater revelation into our hearts and from that place into our voice. May our shouts ring out with truth into the atmosphere and cause your kingdom to be established on our earth. We choose to participate with Holy Spirit. Give unction to us. Open our ears to hear your voice. Open our eyes to see, especially in your word. And then, O Lord, release that fire in our bellies where we can't do anything but shout from the mountaintops. We will not be afraid. If our God is for us, who can stand against us? We are robed with your righteousness. We put on our spiritual armor and then we stand. And when we've got your strategies and battle plans, we advance with a shout. These Jericho walls are coming down. Cancer, go. Depression, go. Perversions of every type, go. Addictions, go. Every illness and sickness, go. Financial blessing, be loosed. Rebellion, stop. Justice, be established. Laws of heaven, be established. Man, make way for the King of Kings. Amen.